What up? All right, so we're going into the third week of March, which is typically one of the slowest weeks of the year, right? Because of spring break and all that good stuff. And I wanted to share with everybody a killer strategy that's going to help you sell more cars. Listen, folks, follow us to the T and you're going to sell more cars. And if you're a vendor listening to this, give this as a suggestion to your stores. They're going to sell a bunch of cars. You don't look like a rock star, but you got to follow us to the T. Okay. So here we go. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to pull a list of people that obviously purchased a vehicle from you, right? You can go whatever time range you want, as long as it's 3 years or longer, right? You need it to be 3 years or longer. So pull a list of people that bought a vehicle from you that's 3 years or more. Once you have that list, what you're going to do is you're going to condense that list even further. So you're going to find the people that purchased, that obviously haven't repurchased a vehicle, that continue to service their vehicle post 2 years. That's why you need the list to be 3 years or longer, because typically, and depending on the manufacturer, like if you like Toyota is a good example, like customers, for the most part, you know, they have the Toyota care, so 2 years of maintenance, all that stuff. So, but after 3 years, you'll know who continues to service with you. So once you have that, right, now you have people that purchased 3 years or longer that continue to service with you every year. So that's the thing, they have to service with you every single year. And once you have that information, right, it's condensing it down even further. Now you have that information, find out who the service advisor is for that for those specific customers. It's a little bit tedious, you know, and depending on the size of your store, it could get, you know, it could be a lot. But, you know, with Excel filtration and things of that nature, it's very easy to kind of, you know, get this thing down. So, and it's worth it. I'm telling you, it's worth it. Like, this works like gold. So now that you have that list, what you want to do is you want to put up some sort of spiff or something for your service advisors, right? You have to give them a little incentive, right? Typically, I recommend $300 to $500, right? Because you want them highly, highly motivated. And then just have them make some phone calls. And you don't have to do a bunch, just, you know, 10 to 20 names a day. By the end of the week, there's a lot of activity there. So this works really, really well because the service advisor has a very good relationship with those customers. And if that customer service beyond the 2 years and they continue to service their vehicle there every year and they've done it with, you know, John for all that time, like that relationship is solid. So when John calls a customer, the conversation needs to go something like this. Hey, what's going on, Mr. Customer? This is John over here at ABC Motors. How are things going? You know, small talk, whatever. The reason for my call is because I was in a sales meeting this morning and the store manager, right? You want to use title here. The GM or the GSM of the store was talking about the need for these specific vehicles. And obviously it has to reference a car that the customer has. And I immediately thought of you. I know that you've been a great customer. You service your vehicle regularly. I'm confident you're gonna get top dollar for your vehicle. And I thought of you and I wanted to make sure that you were aware of this. You know, just in case you might be in the market. And this is going to be the perfect time for you to get the most money for your vehicle. So if you're considering it, I don't know, maybe you're not even considering it. I know that you're a great customer and you service your vehicle regularly. So if this isn't for you, that's fine. But I didn't want you to miss this opportunity. Something to that effect, right? That shit works so good. So good. You're going to want to be doing this every single month, right? But you have to give an incentive to your folks for them to make these calls. But if you do that, folks, I guarantee you, you're going to have a very, very busy week. So just put it in place. This is a secret weapon, something that you can use from time to time. Like February is a good month to do this. November is a good month to do it. Get your service advisors on board. Let them know that they're going to get paid well for their effort. And just go. I mean, this stuff is very, very, very effective. And the reason is effective is because, think about it, it's the right message, right? To the right customer from the right person. And, you know, you're creating the right time by offering a, you know, quote unquote incentive. The cool thing about doing the strategy too is that you can actually break it down by vehicles that you actually need, and it makes it even more effective. Because now you're getting vehicles that you actually need, right? Which means you're willing to pay a little bit more, which means that this whole thing just works better. So, you know, work on those work tracks. Obviously, I'm giving you something, you know, 50,000 view, and you have to custom that and tailor that to your area and what you're trying to do. As far as, you know, if you're going for just a vehicle acquisition, or if you want to, obviously, you're going to want to acquire and trade, right? Or, yeah, like get them into a new vehicle, of course. So, you know, just kind of tailor the conversation that, or the message that way. But what makes the strategy so effective is the how you're pulling the information, right? So, you know, the segmentation, the fact that you're going 3 years out, the fact that those customers have continued to service, and the fact that those customers have always serviced with the same service manager, or the service writer, just makes this all work, right? And those customers build a lot of trust with their service advisors. And so if John's calling the customer to let them know that, hey, I just wanted to bring this to your attention, you know what I mean? It's something that has a lot of weight with the customer, even if they're not even interested, right? Even if they're not even looking to buy a car, the fact that John called and thought of them and thought of their benefit is, it just carries a lot of weight. So anyway, try this out. I promise you that if you do this, it's going to work. So just to recap, here's what you do. I don't know if you have somebody at your store that pulls lists, or if you have direct access, but what you want to do is you want to pull a list of people that purchased a vehicle at least 3 years or further down, right? 3 to 7 years is a good number. Then you want to take that list and even and condense it further down to people that purchased 3 to 7 years that have continuously serviced at your dealership year after year after year after year, right? And then you want to find out who the service advisor is for those customers, who that service advisor has been consistently for that customer. And then from there, you want to divvy up the list based on the agents, let them know of the incentive and the potential for commission. If you're looking for specific vehicles, you can break that list even down to those specific vehicles that make sense for you, and just roll. And that's it. Do this. I promise you, you're going to sell some cars during not just this, you know, slow week, or what tends to be a slow week, but any slow time. You know, and if you prepare in advance and you get a mailer going and things of that nature, it's even more effective. But you don't really need to. Like, this is so good that just doing it this way is going to work. So anyway, I hope everybody has a great week, and we'll talk soon. Take care. Bye.